appreciate the good singing, the good spirit, and I probably won't keep you just super long this evening, but the Lord felt like the Lord was dealing with me for this passage of scriptures, and I know it probably goes along a lot along the lines of the sermon this morning, it's something that I tried to study other places, and I just kept coming back to this passage. If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of Job chapter number 1, and I'm going to begin reading about verse 13. I know there's a lot of preaching, a lot of messages that's been preached out of the book of Job, but there's something here that the Lord touched my heart with. Job chapter 1, and I'll begin reading at verse 13. And it said, if you're having trouble finding it, go to the book of Psalms and back up one book. So book of Psalms and back up one book. Job chapter 1. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, are you noticing a pattern here? And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Job lost everything as far as this world's possessions are concerned. At this point in his life, only him and his wife are left. That's all that remained. Everything else is gone. He's got about three or four servants left. All the other servants, along with all of his possession, his cattle, his oxen, camels, His sons, his daughters, everything is dead or carried away. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job was an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And the Bible says that God favored Job. And look down upon Job. You know, the other thing I noticed is Satan knew his name. Satan knew who Job was. He went to God and said, you have him protected. You have a hedge around about him. I can't touch him. God said, have you considered my servant Job? I don't mean for conviction to come about so early, but what would God say? Could he say that about me? Have you considered my servant Denton Hubbard? Could God say, have you considered my servant Chris Fairchild or Isaac Sherbundy? Would God have enough faith and confidence that he could tell Satan, have you considered Brother Virgil Carter or Jared Gavin or some of the others? I would like to think that God could have that much faith and confidence in me. But the fact of the matter is I don't know. God knew his servant. He was an upright man. I've heard people say that I feel like Job. I've said it. I understand what they mean. I've been put through the ringer. I've been through the test. I've been through the trials. But in all reality, none of us can compare ourselves to Job. No one has ever been through what he went through. The question that I have tonight is, when life keeps piling up, what should be our response? This wasn't spaced out. This wasn't time he would go through a period of turmoil, and a month later he would be hit with something else. No, this was bam, bam, bam. While he was yet speaking, another came. While he was yet talking, he experienced pain without pause, burdens without a break, hurt without hesitation. Job reminds us that trouble does not just hit hard. Sometimes it hits repeatedly. When trouble starts talking, it seems like it don't know when to shut up. He teaches us what to do when troubles comes. We need to have a response. The first thing I want to draw your attention to this evening is the sudden storm. If you look in verse number 13 and 14, they was having a normal day. And there was a day when his daughters and sons were eating and drinking, and while their eldest in their eldest brother's house, we find in verse 14, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. Just an ordinary day. Listen, tragedy doesn't always call ahead and make reservations. They were eating and drinking when the first messenger came. I've seen it when there's one bill after another, one conflict after another, one heartbreak after another, one diagnosis after another. The weight of life refuses to wait. Sorrows pile up, tears stack, strength weakens. Sudden storms begin stacking sorrows. All different causes with the same effect. The Sabaeans fell upon them. And while he was yet speaking, fire has fallen from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants, consumed them. And while he was yet speaking, the Chaldeans came out of three bands and fell upon the camels and carried them away and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And while they was yet speaking, another came and said that there was a great wind from heaven and smote the four quarters of the house. And it fell upon all the young men, and they are dead, and only I escaped to tell thee. Different causes with the same effect. All of them trouble, all of them hardship. But I also see the triumph response with worship. Job fell to his knees. He fell all right, but he didn't fall apart. He fell to his knees. In verse number 20, we find that then Job arose and rent his mantle. It's okay to grieve. There's a time to grieve openly and honestly. He shaved his head and acknowledged his grief. There's nothing wrong with grieving. But then he fell down and worshiped. I see his mentality here. In verse 21, he recognized God's sovereignty. That one statement that he made. He said here, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Through it all, he said, God is still in control, even when life is out of control. That's really what he was saying. God is still in charge, even whenever life is in a whirlwind, where things are not going right and things are going, they're as wrong can be. Listen to me. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. I see here that he rested in God's sufficiency. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He worshiped not because life was good. Life was anything but good. He worshiped because God was good. God is always good. I've thought about through the bad times in my life. God has never left me. He's never forsaken me. But I want you to listen to this. He resisted Satan's strategy. I didn't read the first part of the chapter to you this evening. You go back and read that. But Satan's plan was not Job's suffering. Satan's plan was Job's slandering. His goal was to push Job into accusing God. But the Bible says that all of this, Job sinned not. Pain did not turn into profanity. Grief did not turn into godlessness. Loss did not turn into bitterness. In all this, Job sinned not and charged God foolishly. Here's the whole message. The devil won't stop sending messengers. So don't you stop worshiping. If he won't shut up, you don't shut up. The worst thing that we can do when he's speaking is to cower down. If you're a child of God here tonight, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have power over the enemy. You know how we overcome the enemy when obstacles and tragedy comes? We bow down and we worship a holy God. Not because life is good, but because God is good. I haven't been through it like Job has. But I've made up my mind. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm going to continue to worship, and I'm going to continue to praise. But Brother Hubbard, you don't know what I've been through. You haven't been through what Job went through. And while they were yet speaking, it just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. He fell, but he fell on his knees and worshiped a holy God. I don't know why I went this direction. It's just what I was impressed to do this evening. And I don't know what the future holds. But I'm here to tell you that tragedy does not make appointments. I don't know what this next week is going to bring. You don't know. But I want you to remember this. When trials come, fall down on your knees and pray. Hell is more concerned about you praising. That was Satan's whole plan, was to get Job to accuse God, to stop worshiping, to stop praising. I'll take everything that they got. I'll take everything that he has away from him, and then he'll curse you. Jesus said in the New Testament, John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said that the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Do you know why? Because he doesn't want you worshiping. That same passage, that's where he's talking about the good shepherd. That I am the door. The devil will bring trial after trial, test after test, to try to discourage you from worshiping. And it's sad to say, but there's a lot of Christians that will bow their head and say, I'll never go back to church. I've been hurt. But Job gives us the plan. God took my loved one. Why did God allow this to happen? Listen to me. The devil is trying to steal your worship. He don't care about inflicting pain upon you, but if that's the method he has to use to steal your worship, he'll do it. You know the end of the book of Job? Job was restored back. Everything that he lost, and then some. You be you and let God be God. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've done my best this evening. I hope maybe this will encourage someone. I don't know what you're going through or what's going to be coming up this next week or the weeks to follow. But keep this in mind. When trials come, it's okay to fall, but fall on your knees and worship.